Amen, Pastor. if all of a sudden they don't, they stop guarding you and leave you open at the free throw line, that's saying something about your shooting capacity. They don't believe you can shoot, so they don't even guard you right there. Y'all ain't gonna say that. It's the reason that Satan picked on the woman instead of the man. Satan knew that God has an order. Somebody say order.
Order.
We talked about order a little while ago. Order is very pertinent and important in the marriage relationship. And Satan knew that God had established order. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to turn the order of marriage upside down. And that's what he did. That's why he came to the woman and he tempted the woman because he wanted the woman to become leader. Y'all say something to me now.
Amen.
Y'all gonna talk with me.
Amen.
See, that's the problem with a lot of marriages is that the woman is acting like the man and the man is acting like the woman. Y'all gonna get quiet with me. I know I'm right about it. Yeah, because the man ought to be wearing the pants. We got some men in dresses, y'all think I'll say.
All right, pal.
And when things get out of gospel order, the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion.
That's right.
So he don't have no part of a mess.
That's right.
Y'all ain't gonna say nothing again. Talk to me. Talk back to me if you can. So he knew that if he could just get things out of order. Somebody say order.
Order.
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
And what you must need to know is that 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 says, now this is the order. The head of every man is Christ. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head, y'all are going to say that, and the head of Christ is God. Somebody say order.
Order.
God has established order. Now, this is not to put the woman down. The woman is equal to the man in the relationship, but her function is different.
Amen.
Y'all help me a little bit.
Amen.
Yeah. The what you must need to know is that God put the man at headship. Somebody say headship. The man is the woman's covering. Somebody say covering.
Covering.
When you think about covering, I want you to think about headship. Headship means the authority. Man does not have more power than the woman, but man has been given authority over the woman. Can I explain what I mean right there? What you must need to know is that Christ is subservient to God. For Christ said, I didn't come to do my will, I come to do the will of him who sent me. See, he humbled himself. Somebody say humble. What you must need to know, that ugly word called submit. Women don't like that word, submit. Somebody say submit. When you think about submission, you got to think about a submarine. Somebody say submarine. A submarine is a boat that operates not on top of the water, but under the water. Somebody say under the water.
Under the water.
The woman has to get under the man in servitude and substitution. Come on now. See, somebody say position. Anybody here work for a living? Raise your hand if you work for a living. Anybody got a boss? We don't like to call them a boss, but they tell us what to do, and we go do it. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Now, do you agree with everything your boss tells you to do?
No.
Do you do it anyway?
Yes.
Why can't you do that in marriage?
All right, Pastor.
Somebody say position.
Position.
Husband is not only a title, it is a position that God gave the man. Somebody say it's all about position. I don't agree with everything my boss tells me to do, but I do it anyway. Why? Because if it's wrong, who wrong is it?
The boss.
So if you can do it on the job, why can't you do it at home? I'm talking to a man that
careful.
Real men ain't scared.
That's right.
Of nothing and nobody.
That's right.
You ugly bumps don't scare me. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. But you get quiet, it ain't gonna scare me. I'm gonna preach in season and out of season. Somebody say anyhow. When you like it and when you don't like it. Why? Because I got a God to serve and a God to glorify.
Great
He's the one got heaven and hell to put me in.
That's right. Great.
It ain't going to hell for nobody. If you can do it at your job, you can do it at home. It's all about position. Somebody say position.
Position.
I don't agree with number 45, the president. Don't like him, don't like his attitude, don't like his demeanor. But he's the president.
Great pastor.
And when I address him, I will not say Trump. I ought to say President Trump. Why? Because if he did, it means that God allowed it. Somebody say it's about position. You better start recognizing the position in church.
Amen. Amen.
People don't like what Pastor did and done in over 20 years. That's because you ain't pastor.
That's right, Pastor.
Every change we had here, we had people kicking and screaming the whole way, fighting me tooth and nail. But we changed anyway.
That's right, Pastor.
And guess what? Some more changes are on the way. Problem with most marriages is that they don't recognize God's order. And when you fight God's order, you're actually fighting God. And that's a losing battle. Somebody say roles.
Roles.
Christ's role is subservient to God. Christ is equal in being and person, but he is not equal in function. Can I teach you a thing? John 6:38 says, Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Jesus submitted himself to the Father in order to carry out his function. The woman must submit to the man's authority because God said so. And if you want your family to work, if you want your marriage to work, you got to do it God's way. Have I got just one witness?
Amen.
Let's look at that word submit. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. That means that even though I'm a man, Sister Geraldine ain't got to do what I say. Y'all got quiet. No. Why? Because she got a husband. That's why that word "only" is put in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to them, the busybodies. Those folks who you, your house all messed up. You trying to tell somebody else how to run their house. We got it in here. God gave it to me. We got it in here. Get your own house in order. Sit around your own front door. Instead of trying to sit around mine.
That's right.
Somebody say submit.
Submit
means to yield to the authority. Anybody drive here? Everybody, old people driving here. They got what you call a yield sign.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know, some of y'all are so bullheaded. You see the word yield, but you don't yield. You coming on to the ramp, and it got right there, it says yield. Car coming right here, you speed up. That's the attitude of a disobedient person. We got some disobedient women. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. What's supposed to be supposed to yield to your husband? That doesn't mean that you agree with everything he says. What it means is that you yield to his authority as you would unto the Lord. Now can I say right here, it has to be legitimate authority. Somebody say legitimate authority. I'm talking to the one now that wants you to do something that ain't God-like. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I'm talking to the one now that asks you to say something, to do something that God can tell. You know what a man is being led by Christ, is being taught by Christ, is listening to Christ. And you know what a man ain't been listening to Christ. He don't even know who Christ is. You know the, y'all know the difference.
Amen.
Somebody say legitimate authority.
Authority.
So you don't have to worry about yielding to him. You don't have to worry about him being in control because he got to treat you like Christ keeps his church.
That's right. That's
right, Pastor.
He's not asking you to do nothing. He's not asking you to say nothing that Christ would not ask his church to do or say.
Amen.
But that just one witness.
Amen, Pastor.
It's not so you got to submit to that book. Y'all should have said that.
I did.
That's my next point. My next point is, you can't talk about your husband any kind of way. That means to your girlfriends. That means to your mama. That means to your daddy. And for God's sake, don't run the man down to his own children.
That's right, Pastor. That's right. Amen.
I don't care if y'all ain't together. If that's his biological child, if you put him down, it's going to inadvertently affect that child in a head.
That's right.
Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Amen. You telling the child your dad ain't no good no way. You telling them you ain't no good no way because you came from him.
That's right. You preaching.
Lord have mercy. Somebody say it's tight.
Right.
But it is right.
But it is right.
Yeah. Don't worry about submitting yourselves to him. If you do it the right way, somebody say the right way.
Right way.
There's a blessing here for you. I want you to see this. Let me make this one more point. And I really want the woman to see this. Did you know that your rebellious spirit to your husband can stand in the way of divine intervention on your behalf? Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you how.
Amen.
Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, you got to turn to it. For time's sake, I'm going to read. He says, but I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Somebody say order.
Order.
All right, that has to do with order. But come down to verse number 5. But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered. Somebody say uncovered.
Uncovered.
Dishonoreth her head. What you know must be to know is covering means headship. It doesn't mean she got no hat on her head. Y'all gotta stop thinking like that. It means that she's disobedient to her husband. Somebody say, are you covered?
Are you covered?
If you're covered, you are in compliance and alignment with God's order, and you are subservient to your husband. And if you have a rebellious spirit, you are hurting your own self. Now I'll show you how. Now, read verse number 6. Verse number 6. For if the woman be not covered, somebody say covered. In other words, if you be disobedient in your relationship with your husband, let her also be shown. The word says, but if it be a shame for the woman to be shown or shaven, let her be covered. For the man indeed ought not cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
When we say we want to glorify God, we want to leave people with a good impression of who God is. Y'all still with me? Somebody say you need to glorify God.
Glorify God.
We're supposed to glorify God, but the woman is supposed to glorify the man. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. We're supposed to make God look good. She's supposed to make me look good.
Amen.
Y'all get quiet. Don't let me lose you. Listen to this. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Adam was made first. Eve was made second. God took Eve from man's side. What am I trying to get you to see? I'm trying to get you to see that the woman has to be covered by the man or under the man's authority or in compliance. Somebody say compliance.
Compliance.
And if you're not, that means that you're rebellious. Now this is the consequence of a rebellious woman. Look at verse number 10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Did you not know that when you became a believer, a personal angel was distributed just to you?
Amen.
You ought to be praising God.
Amen.
You ain't gonna praise God, I praise God for you. Hallelujah for my angel. Lord, have mercy. Now remember now, an angel, the whole thing is an angel. An angel is a messenger giving me something that I need from God. And don't take my word for it. I want you to see that every believer has been given a personal messenger or an angel. Write is that most studied in your legion? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits set forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? We are heirs of salvation. That means that we have been given an angel. And let me tell you something, woman. When you are a rebellious woman, you're not in compliance, your head is not covered, you're not under the authority of your husband, your angel ain't telling you nothing.
Amen.
Did you hear me? There's a reason that you don't know what to do, because an angel ain't talking to you. you got quiet right there. You must be in compliance to your husband. You must be in authority, under his authority. Somebody say authority. You must be under his authority. Now, this last point, what you need to know is when we get to heaven, there will be no marriage. I don't need to burst your bubble. Enjoy your marriage here. When we get to heaven, there will be no marriage. Let me tell you why there will be no marriage. Marriage is a picture. Somebody say picture.
Picture.
It is a picture of God and his relationship. Jesus to the relationship of his bride. When we get to heaven, he's going to have his bride with him. The illustration is no longer needed. Did you hear me? The feelings and the drive for marriage will no longer be there because we will be with Jesus. Jesus will be with us. There will be no need for an illustration of him. Somebody say we'll be together. I want you to see that because we get it mixed up that we are going to be married in heaven. There is no marriage in heaven. Marriage is a picture of Christ's love for his bride, the church, and the church's response to that love in submission and obedience. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
Somebody say position. We talked about position. Now I want to do this last point right here. Nowhere in the Bible is the wife told to love the husband. Mm-hmm. Ain't it that? There are examples where the woman or the wife loved her husband, and we know, if we are Christians, that we have to exemplify the love of God. So don't go out of here saying that I'm called, I don't have to love my husband. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is we put too much emphasis on loving our husband and not respecting him. Let me show you in the word. Don't take my word for it. Look right here at Ephesians 5, verse 32. This is a great mystery. Somebody say it's a mystery. You ain't got to understand it, but just believe it. But I speak concerning Christ and his church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. The men are given a command that we got to love our wives. 14 different attributes of love. We're not doing every one of them. We're not really loving our wives. But listen to what it says to the wife. And the wife, see that. Somebody say, see to it.
See to it.
See that she references her husband. See, if you're worried about a man's heart, but you need to be really concerned about his head. That's why you hear, I'm trying to help somebody here. That's why you hear women say, he don't love me, but he says she don't respect me. We won't desire me have to have respect.
Amen.
Y'all hear me? What is respect? Respect means that I hold him in high esteem, even when I don't agree with him. I still respect him. It's right here. The word says, woman, see that you respect your husband. We're worried about trying to love. Y'all trying to love us. We're not concerned. We want respect. Stop worrying about our heart, it's our head. But we have a problem. Somebody say ego.
Ego.
You hear men a lot of times say, he disrespected me. Let me say, let me put a caveat right here. If you're saying he disrespected me, that means you're walking around in pride.
Uh-oh.
Y'all understand that? If I see everybody smarter, wiser, bigger, stronger, whatever, more than me, I'm going to walk in humility anyway, and I can't be disrespected because I believe you're better than me anyhow. You follow?
Amen.
Let me change that. I don't necessarily believe it, but I exemplify by my actions. People are going to believe what you what you do,
that's
more
right.
so than what you say.
That's right.
God is looking for the virtuous one. And I heard this here, but what if my husband ain't right? You still got to respect me. Y'all ain't gonna say that.
Amen.
Go back to the example of the boss. You may not like what the boss does on the job. You may not like his every decision, but he's in charge. Recognize the position that the boss has. You can do it on the job, you can do it in your house.
Amen.
Recognize the position.
Recognize the position.
And notice when you do not recognize the position of your husband and you are rebellious against him, you cut your own nose off despite your face, because your angel now will be deaf and dumb. Because God is not going to give them anything to give to a rebellious woman.
Amen.
Oh, you got quiet right there. But somebody, you can't be rebellious.
Can't be rebellious.
No, you can't be rebellious. 1 Peter 3:1. I want you to go back and study that for yourself. This is for the man that ain't right. How do you respect a man that ain't right? Every man ain't right. That scripture is 1 Peter 3:1. And I'll tell you what it says. It talks about the woman adorning her outward appearance. You can be so beautiful on the outside. If you're beautiful on the outside, why are you cussing him out?
That's all right, Pastor.
If you're beautiful, you got your hair all in order, and your toes and your nails done, but you're running him down to your girlfriend like a dog. Telling her what he ain't doing, where your dog ain't gonna say nothing. Somebody say you gotta build your husband up. You are his glory. You y'all are wrong. Ain't no man all bad.
Amen, Pastor. Amen, Pastor.
Stop right there. You can find one good thing about that Negro.
Amen, Pastor.
Or that Caucasian. Somebody say one good thing. And you need to build that up. Lazy, he won't, but you know, he played that video game good. If he stayed there, at least ain't he showing persistence? So let's say something good. You gotta stop putting him down, start building him up. Remember, you're his glory. And when you turn him down, you're hurting your own self. Give God a hand clap for me. Especially, are you covered?
Are you covered?
When we ask that, are you covered? It means, are you in compliance? Are you in alignment with God's order for marriage? Christ is under God. They're equal in person, but they're not equal in function. The husband and the wife are equal in being. That's why we're co-heirs through Christ. But we are not equal in function. Some things we as men ought to be doing.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If she's doing it, that means that you ain't doing it.
That's right, Pastor.
So don't be so hard on her if she's taking out the trash.
Amen, Pastor.
When you ought to be taking out the trash. She ain't gonna say nothing.
Amen.
Don't be so hard on her. And if she's acting like a man, that means that you ain't.
Amen, Pastor.
Somebody got to step up to the plate.
That's right.
The bro's gonna be picked whether there's anybody there or not. And I don't know about you. In the trials of life, you don't get 3 strikes. Sometimes they only get for 1. So when she steps up to the plate, that means that you don't.
That's right.
So stop being so hard on her and start doing what God has called you to do. And then she can get back in her place. Somebody say, get in your lane.
The
reason people get out their lane sometimes is because you ain't driving right. And I'll say this. When I'm driving, I don't mind sharing my horn.
Amen.
My wife tells me all the time, you better Stop throwing your coin at me. Peter got good, man.
Okay.
I do too.
Amen, Pastor.
Get out of my crazy.
I said.
Better keep it in the vehicle.
I know that's right.
I share my woman right now. All I'm saying, I'm not being ugly. All I'm saying is you on my side, I want you back on your side.
That's right.
It's all right to share your woman in the marriage relationship. She gets out of her lane, honey. That ain't your lane. Somebody say, get back in your lane.
Get back in your lane.
And if he ain't doing what he's supposed to do, just say, look, you need to get in your lane.
I want. Amen.
You ain't even in your lane. Get in your lane.
That's right.
And start doing what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
God has ordained order. And when things get out of gospel order, dysfunction occurs. But I'm going to say it again. The lifeblood of any relationship is prayer.
Amen.
I'm telling you, somebody say you need to pray. You need to pray. I am a fervent believer in prayer. Mike, you feeling better? One thing y'all got to pray faster. When I don't know what to do, I know to pray. When I run to the end, you know, I'm going to pray about it. If you permeate that thing with prayer, y'all, it's going to work all right. Grab that woman by the hand, man. You supposed to be the priest of your family. Mm-hmm. Grab that woman by the hand and pray with her. I don't know what to say. Well, do you know the Lord's Prayer? Amen. If you don't know the Lord's Prayer, just say the part you know. Close your eyes, bow your head, and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, somebody. You call that name long enough, after a while, something will start to happen.
Amen.
Have I got just one witness? I've been times when I was holding my hands and I didn't know what to say. I just said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'll show up right on time. How many know he'll show up right on time? If you call on that great name, we got a God that will show up. Wake City Christian Invitation to those who may not.